Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, I know that I've talked a lot about Judicial Watch and their investigation into government and other organizations. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal recently by Luke Rosiak, a senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. According to this article, records obtained by the newspaper under the Freedom of Information Act show that Health and Human Service executives spent $31 million taking 7,000 first-class and business-class flights between 2009 and 2013, including 253 trips for which a one-way ticket cost more than $15,000. Half the records listed the price of each of coach ticket for comparison for a portion of that. Federal employees are allowed to fly business or first class if the flight is longer than 14 hours, but only 1,400 of the 7,000 flights met that criteria. For the vast majority of the flights, around 5,100, the government executives upgraded because they claimed that they had a medical disability that necessitated it. Other executives cited exceptional security and that no coach tickets were available. Then Secretary Kathleen Sebelius took 14 first or business class flights, totaling $56,000, including flights to and within India and from Paris to Vietnam. And in the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which manages Obamacare, they took 50 upgraded flights, including a trip from Baltimore to a three-day conference in Phoenix, where a first-class ticket cost over $3,000 each way. These health officials also flew business class from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Charleston, South Carolina for $1,000 each way instead of driving the three-hour trip. This is just one example of what has gone on under this administration. There has been no oversight, and that includes flights taken by the president and his family. I leave you with a point to ponder. While I am not in favor of any more government agencies, don't you think that we should have one that investigates the widespread waste of our taxpayers' dollars? As the Tea Party has said, have you been taxed enough? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.